the PCM Mustangs have put together an impressive 2023 season and have landed in the state quarterfinals with a trip to the Unidome on the line as they take on the undefeated Van Meter Bulldogs Friday night in a game that will be a test on so many different levels for Greg Bonnet's squad. The Mustangs have found success in so many ways this season, especially on the offensive side of the football. Star running back Adrian Robbins, quarterback Gavin Van Dorp, and one of the best offensive lines in the state have been a nightmare to opposing defenses all season long, but senior receiver and defensive back Griffin Olson has proven to be an incredible downfield threat, an absolute force defensively, and an athlete that the PCM community will surely miss. In his senior year, Griffin Olson has certainly given PCM fans some moments to remember.
Block out front. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Mustangs. Griffin Olson. What a play.
And he's going to throw it, and that's a deep. And that's that is intercepted by Griffin Olson. What a play he made on the ball.
Second interception
that's
of the night.
That's two for him tonight.
And Van Dorp will take the snap, but he's going to roll right. He's going to fire downfield, and he's going to be looking for Hobbs, and that pass is complete. No, it's Olson, and he's in for his fourth of the game. And Van Dorp drops back, and he's going to roll right, and he's going to throw that to Griffin Olson in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Mustangs. Griffin Olson, they're on the board. He broke off the early touchdown run here in the second quarter. Van Dorp fakes the handoff to him, and he hits Griffin Olson. Olson at the 50, 40, 35, 30. He's got some wheels, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Griffin Olson. He does it again.
After week three of the regular season, the Mustangs found themselves at 1-2 on the year, but it certainly didn't take long for Griffin Olson and the PCM Mustangs to catch fire.
Start of the season, I wasn't really expecting us to get this far, but because we had a slow start, we had our two losses of the year, our week two and three, but now that we kind of rolled into our district play, being undefeated and then having our shutout wins in the playoffs, it's pretty good.
Olson, a starter on the offensive and defensive side of the football, knows what it takes to have stamina on Friday nights.
I think I just kind of developed it throughout the season because during summer we just do some like running types of exercises and that was about it, and then practice. But the first game I was basically on every special team, so I think getting taken off, like I'm pretty sure like maybe two of those kind of helped, but I just developed it during practice and games, just keeping my stamina up.
Olson wasn't targeted much offensively in the start of the season, but Coach Greg Bonnet talked about the need to get the ball in Olson's hands. And Griffin Olson knows that the connection with his quarterback, Gavin Van Dorp, is something special.
The I-35 game, that was just kind of like crazy. We were just kind of just throwing it, and we were up, and we were just having fun. And then this last game, when they gave us that man coverage, he knows he always has me, so that's basically like we just have that connection.
Olson has reeled in 6 touchdown passes for the Mustangs in their first 2 playoff games, and with the explosive rushing attack for PCM, Olson knows that a downfield threat makes this offense even more scary.
At the start of the season, like I was saying, it was kind of a slow start, and we weren't really incorporating our passing game because no one has really proved that we could catch the ball or make big plays from the receiving side. But as the season went on, Gabe and I, the other receiver, proved that, and so this week or Friday against Van Meter, I'm like a big part of it, and same with Adrian.
Olson, a multi-sport athlete and a state champion in track and field for PCM, knows the advantage he has when he gets into open space.
So we're state champions, so we're one of the fastest in the state for that relay, but also like in general. So once we're in open space, I think it's pretty good that we're going to make it to the end zone.
Being a state champion track and field athlete, PCM coach Greg Bonnet is impressed with the strides that Olson has made on the football field.
We know Griff can make plays. We've always known that. He's a special type of athlete, and he's really come a long way as a football player. He's always been a really, really good athlete and things like that. But this year he's just been super impressive, you know, to all of our coaches and other coaches that I talked to in the area too.
With Coach Greg Bonnet having the Mustangs in the playoffs again this year, Griffin Olson is comfortable in moments like these.
I think it's really nice having an experienced coach and having, like, I've been in the playoffs all 4 years of high school, so just knowing how this this situation works, it's nice to know that basically everyone on the team and coaching staff has been here, so.
Olson knows that his team has an incredible test against Van Meter, but he also knows that their offense can compete with anyone.
I think the entire offense is very confident that we can score on any team in 2A. So I think on the offensive side, we're pretty confident and we're good on there. But on the defensive side, I think we just got to stay confident, stay in the game, and like just not stop until the clock hits zero.
Griffin Olsen has shined bright in so many different ways for the PCM Mustangs, and he is looking to help lead his team for their first trip to the Dome since 2018. In that year, they won the state title. For KNIA KRLS Radio Football Friday Nights, I'm Clayton Sampson.